So when we talk about lead measures, if you have more than three priorities, right? If you have more than three priorities, you don't have any. That's Jim Collins. And if you haven't read any of Jim Collins' books, please do so. They're fantastic. We scratch that out. We think if you have, from all of the testing we've done and everything, is in real estate, it comes down to two lead measures. If you nail these two, it is proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're going to have a massive real estate successful business. Now, there's some things we're going to have to do along the way to make sure that all of the pieces, right? A lot of you took the vitality checkup last week. There's a lot of different pieces, really 10 key things that you need to master. But when we focus on these two, if you just nail these two, all of those will start to come together, or you'll be making so much money, you can hire people to help you build the rest of it. Okay. But we got to nail the two key lead measures. And when we look at those key lead measures, we know in our world, they come down to two things: conversations and ambassadors. So a conversation, and we're not going to do this every week, I just want to make sure we're dialing it in this week so you understand, is a two-way conversation over the phone that can be via text message or through social media. So phone, text message, social media, you're interacting with someone. But to classify it as a conversation, and please note this on your notes if you're not doing this now, you have to talk about buying or selling real estate. If you're talking to your cousin Tony about his favorite place to get a meatball sandwich, that's great. I'm glad you're having a conversation with cousin Tony this week. That's not a conversation that's going to really move the dial on your business. Somewhere in there, you got to be like, I love meatball sandwiches, but Tony, let's talk about you. Are you going to ever buy an investment property, or are you just going to, you know, keep throwing your money away? That's a terrible script or a terrible sales conversation. Do not use that sales conversation. But I'm saying, right, you're going to be having these kind of conversations with them. Okay. Then the second piece of this is ambassadors. Now, if you're new to Pulse or you're new to just trying to understand what an ambassador is, I really want you to get this dialed in to make sure that you understand that all real estate business comes down to is making people feel special at scale. An ambassador is someone that you've designated by either utilizing a tag in your CRM. And if you don't know what a tag is and you're not doing this in your CRM, we're going to help you get all that set up. Whatever it is that you're designating this person as someone in your database, that's special. That's really special. Now, all of your people in your database are great, but there are people that would they truly buy or sell real estate with you or refer real estate business to you? Then in order to count them on your scorecard, right, and go one ambassador added, I want you to, from here on out, think about doing an audit. And I know that that word is scary. The word audit is just to make sure that everyone in your world that you feel is an ambassador is on a 46 touch or more program. But Brendan, I thought that it was 36 touches and my touch program is 65. Look, we've tested this about a million times over the years. Whatever touch program you want to try to put together, you're more than welcome to. We're going to show you what we've adopted, not only from us, but what we took from top successful agents across the country. And we just borrowed their best ideas and added it to our touch program. So if yours is 40 instead of 46, will you be okay? You'll live. You'll be better than 99% of the other agent population out there. If you want to go extra and you want to go 56, that's amazing. But you're trying to find this balance of staying in front of your ambassadors without annoying the snot out of them, without being like, gosh, if I get one more thing from Brendan, I'm just going to call him and tell him to knock it off. We're trying to get that balance of being relative and relevant without annoying. Now, some of you might think, and I want to touch on this for just a second, that with ambassadors, you already are doing a lot and that you're annoying. You're going to always annoy at least one person because they don't want to get anything and they're just crabby. It's statistically seen now, though, that you have to stay so much more in front of people because there's such a flood of information. I mean, we know we're getting 100 emails a day. We're looking and flipping through 65 ads on Instagram. So whatever we thought worked before, there's a lot more competition out there and there's a lot more competitiveness for mind share, for mind space. So if you were doing, hey, I did a monthly mailer and I did that for the last 5 years and it was good enough, it's probably not going to be enough in this new world. So 46 touches. So in the chat box, what we want to do here is, of course, in these sessions, you're going to report your numbers. We're that scale in front of the fridge. This is where if you had a bad week, you can be, you know, honest about your numbers. Never lie about your numbers, because it's all you're doing is lying to your brain. And then once you start doing that, nothing's going to come good, or nothing good is going to come out of that. But what we want to know is, in the last 7 days, and what I mean by that, and when I say last seven, when you filled out your weekly scoreboard, if you did or not, and if this is your first session, you're just trying to figure out where you're at, just think about it. How many conversations do you think, some of you absolutely know because I've seen your report, how many do you actually think you had in the last 7 days? Then, as you see in the example there, in the chat box, I want you to put what your actual was, and then next to that, slash what your goal was. So let's go ahead and light up the chat box now. What was your actual numbers for the last week, right? What do you got? All right, so we're seeing those come in. Okay, perfect. And for some reason, I'm having a weird chat box thing today. I don't know why. Let me try this. There we go. There's my chat box. Excellent. So when you're looking at these numbers, so someone had 3 out of 50, 14 out of 50, I'm seeing there. Gotcha. So 14 out of 50. So seems like we're seeing a common theme on the goal. It's 50, 75, whatever the number is. So as you report this, some of you might be going, wow, I still don't even know what my number is. Thank you for having those come in. Excellent. We'll give it just a second as it goes there. So as those come in, what I want you to think about now is, if you are on, or if you are off pace, right? Meaning that you're not close to that number, what is it that has to change tomorrow in your calendar for you to get back on pace? Not even tomorrow, heck, after you get done with this session, right? So write that down. What has to change? That's why this weekly session, I'm always going to be that reminder to you here that, hey, if you're off pace, we've got to go to work and do some things. And usually what I find is it comes down to a couple of simple things. Calendar is number one. It's not blocked. It's not going to happen. Number two that we find, we don't know who to have conversations with because we haven't developed enough systems to have enough opportunities to have conversations. That's why you're in pulse. Over the course of every week here, we're going to build the most elite real estate systems on earth that we took from the top playbooks from across the country, so that you're never going to have this problem of like, I want to go to work, I just don't know what to do. If you're not wanting to know what to do today, here's a simple thing I want you to think about. Everyone that's in your phone right now, that's in your database, and hopefully they've made it into your database, what would happen if you just called them and just asked them, hey, just wanted to touch base, see how you're doing with everything. It seems like the real estate market has gotten completely, all over the place. I just wanted to check in, see how you and Susie are doing. How's everything going for you guys? They're either going to say, great, bad, my dog got hit by a lawnmower. Oh, that'd be terrible. But something, you know, awful happened, or something good happened, whatever it was. You're going to talk to them about that. And then in that side of that conversation, then as you work through it, if it's appropriate, you can work in real estate to that conversation. But sometimes I just think we forget that we can just call and just chat with our database and do a database care call and just say, hey, how are things going? How are you? What's up? What's it look like in your world right now? And it doesn't have to be this perfection script. It doesn't have to be anything else. But if we don't talk to people, and then slide in real estate at some point, it's really hard to sell any properties. So we got to get that crystal clear, right? So then, second thing, if you're on pace, for those that are, and congratulations to those that are, when you're on pace and you're crushing it and you're doing everything right, then you should sit back and enjoy. Sometimes we're not kind to ourselves on the weeks that we actually crushed our goals. Right? Like, what's your little mini celebration that you do when you actually hit your number? It's coming into the winter months. For me, every time I hit my number, I would go snowboarding. And I loved that. And I would look at this, and sometimes I would get it done early, right? Like early, I would go, if I hit all my conversations by Wednesday, I'm going snowboarding on Thursday, and that's it. So I don't have to deal with all the lines, deal with all the chaos. That's the beauty of being a real estate professional. What I warn you though is some of you are going snowboarding and you made three conversations. You're going, but I got this new Amex card for being a realtor. And that is not a good business strategy. That is where some of you are going to get into trouble very, very quickly. You have to have the work in to have the reward. Or if you don't hit your numbers, you have to also think about the stick or the punishment that you're going to have. Maybe that's you have to do two open houses this week. Maybe it's you have to door knock 50 houses, whatever that is to you, but just gamify it. That's the power in this. Okay. So, and then if you're above pace, and you're consistently outpacing, if your goal was 50 and you're crushing 70 every single week, then a couple of things probably need to happen. Number one, we need to relook at your goals and go, are they big enough? Because if you're already built that muscle and you're there. Or number two, do you need to look at your lead sources? Because it's not about having more conversations. It's about us having as few conversations as possible that have the highest level of conversion. Now, I always tell this story. We used to have an agent in our office, and he was the nicest guy on earth. And I'm not going to say, I'll keep him in the witness protection program. I won't say his name. But he would sit there and he would make thousands of conversations just every week. Talk, 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 talk. No business, no appointments, no conversion, no nothing. And I finally started listening to him one day, and his conversation was, hey, my name is X. I was just calling real quick. Are you guys interested in buying are you guys interested in selling your house? They would say no. And he'd go, all right, thank you. Have a good day. And he would count that as a conversation on his scoreboard. If you do that 500 times a day, will you eventually hit somebody that's interested? Maybe, possibly. But that's not going to really get you there. It's a conversation, and that's where role play and script practice and all these things and becoming a skilled professional matters. Otherwise, you're hitting this dang tree with a baseball bat and not this Ginsu knife or samurai sword.